2023 Candidate Forum, live from the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly Chambers, sponsored by the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, Kodiak Daily Mirror, and KMXT. Tonight, we'll be hearing from the candidates for City Mayor and City Council. The forum will be broadcast live on KMXT 100.1 FM.
Today's forums will be broken into several parts. First, mayoral candidates will introduce themselves. Then we will proceed with candidates for the city council seats.
So I guess I am moderator number one. My name is Lindsay Knight. I own Kodiak Athletic Club. I'm president of the Noon Rotary and a past president several times of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
I'm moderator two. This is Lenny Johnson with Keller Williams Alaska Group. I am also vice president on the Chamber of Commerce.
And now I will ask our media representatives to introduce themselves. From KMXT, we have Brian Benoit.
My name is Brian Benoit.
Push the button.
Hi, my name is Brian Benoit. I'm the general assignment reporter and evening news host for KMXT Public Radio. I started working as a reporter 3 years ago and have bylines statewide, but I moved to Kodiak late last year. I've been following local governments closely since. Best of luck to each of you.
And from the Kodiak Daily Mirror, we have Steve Williams.
There we go. Hi, I'm Steve Williams, and I've been in Kodiak for just over a year now. Previously, I worked at the Chilkat Valley News in Haines as a general assignment reporter, and also for the Fairbanks Daily Mirror as an editor. And I was news director at KHNS Radio in Haines for 5 years, and I also was a producer at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Let's get things started. Mayor candidates for City of Kodiak. Each candidate will have 1 minute for opening statement before we begin the questions. As a reminder, candidates must stop speaking when the timer sounds. We ask all the candidates to maintain a civil, courteous demeanor throughout the whole forum. And our first candidate up for speaking is Pat Branson.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good evening. My name is Pat Branson, and I'm the Kodiak City Mayor. My husband, Gordon Gould, and I have lived here for 41 years. We came here without jobs and gave up big city living. We found lots of opportunities to get involved, and we volunteered for many local nonprofits and still do, working with many community members to improve the quality of life in this special and unique place. I have been the Kodiak Senior Center Director for 35 years and have had the joy and honor to get to know many family members of all ages in this work, and to increase much-needed services for Kodiak senior citizens. I'm excited about Kodiak's present and future opportunities. I will continue to listen to and work with the Kodiak community to make it safe and affordable. And I will continue to advocate so that all of us, young and old, continue to live here on this beautiful island and thrive. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Alan Seal. Please give us your candidate statement.
Good evening and Magadang Gabi. I'm Al Seal. I will acknowledge that I live, learn, work, and gather on the traditional homeland of the Aleutic Tsupiak people. Thank you to KMXT and the Chamber of Kodiak for hosting this forum. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and share my thoughts and positions with the voters of Kodiak. A special hello to my love Kendra, who is listening tonight from California. To all the individuals and businesses that have displayed my yard signs and banners, I appreciate the help with my campaign. To my sister, Rebecca Troxell, Jeannie, and Hannah, thank you for your help and your faith in me. The mayor's mandated job here is to influence participation, promote charities and nonprofits, advocate for crucial municipal causes and projects, and be an envoy for Kodiak with our state and national agencies and governments. I look forward to doing my utmost to serve the people of Kodiak in these roles. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go in alphabetical order. So we'll begin with Mayor Branson. You'll go first on this one. Oh, sorry. I'm stealing number twos. Moving on to questions, each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond to each question. The first candidate to answer the first question will be the second to answer the following question. As a reminder, candidates must stop speaking when the timer sounds, as we have asked the candidates, all of you, to maintain civil and courteous demeanor throughout the whole forum.
We will be going in alphabetical order to begin. So, Mayor Branson, you'll go first with this one. The city has determined St. Herman Harbor is in desperate need of a replacement and is in the process of soliciting bids and permits. What experience do you bring that will help facilitate such a large-scale project? How has the city been doing with securing funds for large capital improvement projects?
Thank you. Well, I'm a user of the harbor, for one thing. My husband and I own a boat, and we have since the time that we have been in Kodiak. The St. Hermer Harbor replacement is the top federal and state legislative priority with the city. We know it's in desperate need of replacement, and we have a roadmap to get to that point in replacing the project in phases. So we are starting out today with doing cost estimates and design and looking at what we have to have initial float layout. The timeline is going to be quite substantial. We have a major grant into a federal agency right now for the first phase of this project, and that has been looked on quite favorably and getting a response and asking for more information. We should be hearing about that in the next month or two. But this roadmap that we have with this huge multi-million dollar project will guide us to the point of replacing the St. Hermer Harbor within the next, we hope, 3 years. So we're looking at every major infrastructure grant there is and other funding as well. We trust that our staff that do a very good job will be successful, as well as myself and council members advocating for this important project to get done. We're all about fisheries in this community, and the harbor is our lifeline to our economy. So we'll be working very hard on this in the next couple of years. We're off to a good start.
Thank you. Mr. Seal, your response?
I've had a lot of conversations with people about the harbor while I've been out canvassing the city. And most of the conversations that I have been about what we're going to do when the money comes. There hasn't been a lot of conversations about if the money is going to get here or what we're going to do about the money. These conversations, since we've already agreed that the money is going to come, leave us with conversations about what the harbor is going to be made out of, what the harbor is going to look like, what kind of security we're going to have at the harbor. Looking at all of these options to rebuild the harbor, you can even say that with materials improvements, if you were to take St. Hermer's Harbor today and build it out of the same materials it was built out of in 1982, it would certainly last longer than it has now, just because of the better processes and other things that are in place to have these materials brought to Kodiak and even produced here. I've heard some talk about using wood for the harbor and some other ideas, but if this is going to be a 100-year infrastructure project, I don't think we could look forward into the future and want to pay for wood in 100 years when we don't want to pay for it now for the maintenance that's needed in the harbors that we have. I would like to see us be able to take these harbors that we have, build them out of better man-made materials, and take the money that we're using for all of this infrastructure maintenance to improve our services for the harbor users. I've been using the Harbor Master showers once a week for the last 2 months, and I can tell you that even though we tell the people in these harbors that they are the most important engine and the economy lifeline of this town, the money that we spend and the effort that we take to show these people could certainly change.
Thank you. Moving on to the economy, so we're alternating. So, Mr. Seal, you'll be starting this one. Your response will be first. And the next question is, right now, Kodiak employers are having a difficult time finding employees. What can the city of Kodiak do to help resolve this job crisis?
I'm a firm believer in personal responsibility and business ownership. If people have problems finding and retaining employees, I can almost guarantee you that people quit managers, they don't quit jobs. Kodiak right now has a lack of workers and employees for our major economic drivers, and that's why we have a lot of people from out of town that are downtown working in these places. the wages that we offer the people that work down in the processors and many other places here, produce an economic class called asset limited income restricted or income capped employed. I believe that we have a lot of talks about what we used to have here, and I'd like to see the municipality encourage more businesses to be founded and kept by people who can access municipal contracts. I think that the economy is going to be very good for some and worse for others. There's a lot of work to be done that we can improve what's going to happen in the future. I don't know if I have all the answers on what we can do to increase employment as the city. We can offer better conditions for people here. We can offer better housing. We can try to improve those conditions for people to be able to come and stay with their families. I know that there are local business owners that are trying to encourage that these days, and we could work with them to help encourage that. Even though I hear a lot about the housing crisis in Kodiak, I also hear that the Kodiak Island Housing Authority has up to 100 empty units. So the things that I'm hearing in the media and some of the things that people tell me on social media aren't always the same thing as I see when I was out in the city. I think a lot of times we have to worry about having the employees instead of losing them.
Thank you. Mayor Branson, your response to that. Let me reread the question.
Sure. Thank you, Lindsay.
You bet. One of the issues facing Kodiak residents and businesses right now – oh, no, that's – sorry. Right now, the Kodiak employers are having a difficult time finding employees. What can the city of Kodiak do to help resolve this issue?
Well, as an administrator of a major nonprofit in the community, I certainly understand workforce issues because we have had them. And I've had to restructure our entry wage and also look at our benefits. It's a whole new ballgame now since COVID with workforce issues and people getting jobs that, it's their choice and they can set the parameters. What can the city do? Well, right now there is a housing issue, not only here, it's across the state, it's across the country. And the housing issue is for people who might be teachers. You can talk to our superintendent and find out where she's housing people and other professionals that come to town. It's the medium income housing that we don't have here. And so what Providence did was open up and built their own 16-unit apartment so that people who come here have a transitional space in which to live and look for a house. So that's a start, and it's a good start. The city is also working presently with two other agencies in town to look at what we can do to open up land and make available for the projects that they have. One has been a very successful project on the Kenai Peninsula, and the other one, of course, is the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation that's looking at a land trust. There's not going to be a silver bullet. There has to be new ideas for housing and bringing people in to live here and thrive here and work here and have housing. I mean, that's a basic right, to have good housing. Low-cost housing, we have enough of. And we have, even with Jackson's Trailer Court going away, the Kodiak Island Housing Authority had lots of vouchers and apartments available. It's that middle income housing that we don't have to bring people to be able to live here comfortably, stay here, raise their family, young people who love to go to school to come back. I know several of them that want to come here and live.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question for Mayor Branson. One of the issues facing Kodiak residents and businesses right now is the lack of housing. What are your thoughts about the housing crisis, and what strategy, if any, could the city take to help alleviate the market?
Well, I kind of answered that in the last question, but I guess I'll continue on with my thoughts on that, is that there is no silver bullet for the housing crisis. It's going to take new collaborations and the city. I know we've had major discussions with entities, as I mentioned, new ideas, see what has worked in other areas, such as in Kenai, with people helping build their own house and invested in that, and also a land trust that's been very successful in Sitka and looking at those ideas. The city, not only the city, but the borough also needs to look at opening up land as well. There hasn't been a lot of construction, if you look around, for new houses being built. So what other ideas are out there so that we can continue to have housing for people who want to come and live here? And so it's thinking outside the box. It's a whole new arena, and we're doing that right now.
Thank you. Mr. Seal, your response?
Could you please?
I can reread the question if you'd like.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Housing. One of the issues facing Kodiak residents and businesses right now is the lack of housing. What are your thoughts about the housing crisis, and what strategy, if any, should the city take to help alleviate the market?
While I am sure that the municipality would love to pitch in and solve the housing crisis in Kodiak in a very immediate and quick way, the reality is that the municipality only controls 19 acres inside city limits, and only 1.2 acres of that has been zoned for multifamily homes to solve this housing crisis on the municipality side. Less than 100 acres is held by the borough and the municipality in total. If we are going to house more people in Kodiak, we're going to have to change the zoning and the number of units that are available to people to rent on their properties, and this is also going to cause us some issues with our values. People want to protect the value of their single-family homes, and this is something that they think is their right. This can cause a lot of difficult issues in solving housing problems in towns like this where you have limited space to expand or you need to move up. 252 Airbnbs are operating in Kodiak right now, and most of those are single-family homes, which are not occupied by Kodiak residents full-time. 50% of the single-family homes in Kodiak are not owned by the residents who live in them. This means the money for those rents is funneling up because 50% of the homes are owned by people who are collecting those rents. Our infrastructure in Kodiak is not built, nor is it handling the houses that are here now. Our sewer system is not properly maintained and is undersized. We haven't finished the Aleutian Homes infrastructure projects. My neighbors on Hemlock Street have been waiting an additional 10 years for their new water and sewer, while those of us on Birch and Willow and Thorsheim have had those new services in place. There's a lot of complex issues with the housing market, and in Kodiak, I'm unsure if the municipality can solve them all, but we can learn.
Thanks, Mr. Seal. And you're leading us off with the next one, Mr. Seal. What are your fiscal priorities for the city of Kodiak? Which things do you think are currently over or underfunded?
The city of Kodiak's financial structure is using enterprise funds, and the business that is doing business as the city of Kodiak and the municipality of Kodiak is set up like one main business with over an umbrella of all the services that the city offers. We have some of those that have done really well as enterprise funds and have been able to pay for themselves. We've had enterprise funds that have had excess funds, and those funds have gone to the general fund to be used to loan to other enterprise funds that are not paying for themselves. We have some big infrastructure projects right now in the city that are going to cause some disruptions to the billing and to these types of funds that the city's going to face in the future. If our population continues to drop for people that pay sales tax overall and our senior in population continues to spike to 15%, the money to pay for all of these services and to keep the bills low for all of the other tribute payers in town is going to be difficult to find. The underestimation of the sewer pump number 5 down at Jackson's Court before the water treatment plant by $10 million has a serious effect on the enterprise fund for the water and sewer treatment area of the city. And then we're going to have to spread out how long we want to pay for that between the ones of us that are going to have to do it if it doesn't end up being grant funded or other issues. I'm unsure the city is always as responsible as they can with the money. I'm 52 years old. I want to be a fiscal responsible spender when it comes to the people's money that pay it, because the tribute payers in this town are the ones that really are affected by these large projects. I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Seal. So, Mayor Branson, what are your fiscal priorities for the city of Kodiak, and which things do you think are currently over or underfunded?
The city of Kodiak is probably in one of its best fiscal situations it's been in since I've been associated with the council and as mayor. We have been very conservative about our, not just enterprise funds, but we have several other funds as well. We have an enhancement fund. We have operational funds for more than 6 months. I think it's even more than that now. So the fiscal responsibility of the staff and the council has been very, very good. I'm very proud to say that. So we also have our investments have been reviewed and very much improved with changing our code for what we have been negligent in not doing and taking advantage of the interest rates that we could have had. So what is overfunded and underfunded? If you look at what we just received, the council and myself, for our packet tomorrow night, you will see a lot of green lights in where we are, in where we are with our budget, in meeting expenses, and at the year end having a surplus. What do we do with that surplus? Well, it's all about infrastructure. It's not just about water and sewer. It's about roads. It's about the wastewater treatment plant. The city has a lot of responsibility in what we are responsible for. So what's overfunded and underfunded? I would say underfunded is about everything we're looking at, but we also have roadmaps to get to those places. And it takes planning to do that. It also takes time in looking at our budget. We talk about exemptions. We talk about sales tax and caps. And we will be doing that again as we look at our budget for FY24 this next year.
Thank you. Okay, I guess we're going to go with Mayor Branson first on this question. Some residents have voiced concern over the lack of community events and functional spaces in downtown. What role should the city council play in the revitalization of downtown? And in what ways do you think the city council should invest in the community's arts, entertainment, and services?
Thank you. So, one thing about Kodiak and the city certainly sponsors and assists in funding nonprofits for arts and other events that go on in town through our nonprofit distribution every year. And we have something going on downtown right now that is very exciting, and that's the Kodiak Marketplace. That's going to be changing the downtown considerably. We've had a revitalization committee that I implemented several years ago that kept looking at the problems we were having downtown and how we could improve it, a good group of people, and that's still going on. So how we can house community events with what's there, we had to look at the pocket park. People were not safe in being in the pocket park and going to work at Sunak Tribe. We have a wonderful venue with Sargent Park and events going on there. But the downtown is going to be changing, and it's a good thing with the Kodiak Marketplace. The city is very much involved with improving the downtown as best we can. We are going to need more parking. I think it's going to be a big draw on the shift from where we have been focused on the end of Mill Bay and back to the downtown. We have the art walk going on once a month. We have great opportunities for the Arts Council doing other events as well, even outside. So, and the city supports this. We support our museums as well, which is a great activity and draw not just for tourists, but for residents as well. I'm on the capital campaign for the Aleutic Museum and expansion. That's going on right now. The Maritime Museum is looking for a home. The Kodiak History Museum has, we support that. We own the building, the city does. And we have a great contract with them to support the operations that go on there. Lots of exciting things.
Thank you. Mr. Seal, would you like me to read the question again? Some residents have voiced concern over the lack of community events and functional spaces in downtown. What role should the City Council play in the revitalization of downtown, and in what ways do you think the City Council should invest in the community's arts, entertainment, and services?
I've had a lot of conversations with people, too, about what we used to have here in Kodiak, things that people used to enjoy, services and businesses that we used to have here. I think that personal responsibility investment used to give a lot of these events to people here in Kodiak when the people that were here took the time and the money to make those things happen for the people that were here, and the city was not responsible for a lot of those things. The city is responsible for the arts and for promoting those. I think that we've done a good job with that. It is getting some funding. Of course, the arts could always use more funding. I think what the City Council could do and what the City Council's mandate should be is that its members need to get out and encourage and promote what's happening with the city and these things that can be done. The City Councilmen need to be out and influencing the community, moving them towards participation and investment in these kinds of activities for the community if that's what we want to have here. The Kodiak Marketplace downtown is going to make a lot of changes downtown. It's going to double all the other commercial rents. It is going to be a very nice space, and it is going to be an anchor that the downtown needs to move forward, but it is also going to make a lot of other changes downtown that may or may not be as great. Even though the downtown is the heart of the city and the new waterfront plan, and fishing always takes number one, in the new waterfront plan, development on the waterfront for public access received three times as many votes as commercial fishing support, and economic activity downtown and opportunity received twice the number of votes as commercial fishing support. I believe that the park downtown is also the heart of the city, and I do not like it seeing it as a rock pit. I'd like to see us be able to use that space again.
Thank you, Mr. Seal, and you are up again. The non-white minority populations of the city of Kodiak make up over half of the city's population, yet our elected local officials remain predominantly white and male. How can we achieve more equitable representation in our local governments across the race, gender, and culture lines?
How can we achieve more equitable representation in local government across race, gender, and culture lanes?
In my answers for the newspaper, I stated that only 410 people came out and voted in the last municipal election. And this is a crisis of participation. Even though we have a lot of minorities in this town, and they are the majority, encouraging them to get out and vote is something that can always be done. I think that when you put it into perspective that the city is going to be changing fast, and we're going to have a lot of unexpected changes coming our way, and those people are going to be affected the most, they're going to need the most support. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mayor Branson, the non-white minority populations of the city of Kodiak make up over half of the city's population, yet our elected officials remain predominantly white and male. How can we achieve more equitable representation in the local governments across race, gender, and culture line?
Well, one of the reasons that my husband and I continue to live here during our retirement years is the diversity in this community. It's something that is a draw for me. I did not grow up in a diverse community. My husband did. And to me, that signals a healthy community. There are people who have been elected to the council and to the borough assembly. And that outreach really has to happen one-on-one because of cultural differences. So Laura Ebolita, I'm going to mention her name here. She's head of the Kodiak Community Foundation. She's the one that headed up the block party. I approached her several years ago to run for the city council. And she did, and she served two terms. She was excellent. She was a deputy mayor. Now she's head of the Kodiak Community Foundation, raising a family, as busy as ever. I participate in Phil M. Association events as often as I can, and I get invited. And I do one-on-one there as well. We have a president of the Phil M. Association, Mark Biscoscio, who's very involved. He's now on our Parks and Rec Advisory Board and is very interested in youth and supporting youth and from the Filipino-American culture. So how do we get people to be run for office? It is not easy to get people to run for office. As we, you can look around and see how many people are running. So it really takes, I think, one-on-one meeting with people. I've served on an assembly where I was the only woman. I'm serving now with all-male council members. We get along fine. But to have that representation from the diverse community that we have, I think, is most important and takes one-on-one encouragement and support.
Thank you.
Okay. Mayor Branson, you're up next. What is the best decision the city, the Kodiak City Council, has made over the past 2 years? What is one that you have taken exception to or you believe could have been handled differently?
Well, the city has been very active in creating quality of life capital projects in our community. So what we have done recently is we had a capital campaign. I served on that capital campaign for enclosing the ice rink and the new recreational center where there will be a walking track for everyone during this winter. I'm so happy about that. We had major contributors to that project. Very proud of that. The fire station took a long time in finding a place to have it built. We have a fire station from the 1940s that has a leaky roof, it has cracks. And every time we have earthquake, more damage is done, and it's in the inundation zone. So that is something that we've done in the last couple of years. It took a long time to find the location where we are now. And so now we've gone on, and those have been funded, have been very active in looking for funding for that, especially the fire station, as the council and staff had. We're going forward now with St. Herman Harbor. Could you repeat the last part of that question for me, please, Lene?
Yes. What is one of those decisions? So what is one decision that you have taken exception to or you believe that could have been handled differently?
Well, let's bring up the playground at Baranoff Park. And that was not done proactively, unfortunately. And we have a great staff. They focus on the job that they need to do, and they do it very well. Does information come out in a timely and proactive manner all the time? No, we're human beings. They're focused on what they do. That could have been handled better. And I'm not pointing fingers here. I'm just pointing that that's not the first example where the city has not been out front in communicating to the public with changes that have gone on. I think that's something that we're looking at improving and having a communication link in the city outside of the staff who do their job and have a point person for getting to be proactive and getting that information out. So I want to focus on the good things, though, that we have going on, because there are quite a few. But that is something we learn from and make things better, and I think we're on the road to doing that.
Thank you. Mr. Seal, I'll ask the question again. What is the best decision the city, Kodiak City Council, has made over the past 2 years, and what is one that you believe could have been handled differently?
I really like the new speed bump on Salif. I think that that was handled well, and I'd like to see some more public safety handled by the City Council on Thorsheim Street. And some other places. I think we really have some things that we could deal with, but they have done great moving forward on some of these public safety issues here in town. this question is a little more difficult for me just because I haven't been on the city council or been the mayor. So I haven't spent my time picking apart what they've been doing down there or had any personal feelings about what they could have done better. I think that they're down there trying to do that the best they can most times. Like the mayor said, there are some times where communication could have been a lot better, and we're paying the price for that now at the municipality and the upset people and the other things that we're having to deal with. I went to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting the other day and listened to the options about the playground and the park and heard the frustrations from the people there about losing the family destination at Baranoff Park. And I have been going over to the East Edition Park and talking to the moms over there using the playground equipment there. And so that has been at least a good substitute for now, although the other kids are riding their bikes around on the basketball court and stuff. So I don't have a lot to say bad about the city council. I think that they're participating when they can. I think that they're working hard on the issues that matter. Sometimes it's frustrating for me, and just because when we talk about paying taxes and talking about other things, I'd like to see the city council be a little bit more proactive about those kinds of issues. We're going to be facing a lot of issues with those kinds of things, and I think the communication around, even though the city is in a good financial position now, I think its future is going to be troubled.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now almost 6:37. Should we move into the closing statements or keep asking questions? Keep going? Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Seal, you're up again. Many places in Alaska are seeing a jump in tourism now that the pandemic regulations are effectively null. Should Kodiak seek to increase tourism to the island? What should the city's role be, if any, in expanding tourism?
Yes, I think that the city should encourage all kinds of tourism to Kodiak. I think that as the economy shifts from fishing to tourism over the next few years and we see more impacts from that, the city is going to have to work closely with Kodiak, Discover Kodiak, being proactive in promoting Kodiak and getting it out there. It's already known as a world-class destination for vacation and fishing and these other things. Could I have you repeat the last part of the question again, please?
Yeah. What should the city's role be, if any, in expanding tourism?
I'd like to see the city improve access from the cruise ship dock to the downtown area. And with the new waterfront plan, if the city is encouraging more economic activity downtown, I think that'll be a good thing. That's the first impression that the tourists get when they come to our city. I went down and talked to a few people walking up and down Shelikoff Street today from the boat that was in, and they did express that it was a long way to town and that sidewalks were not very good. But I do think that the city has done a good job by not allowing a lot of really intense investment downtown by the tourism companies. I think we should continue with that track, even though we would like to see more encouragement. I did grow up and spent some time in Southeast Alaska, and I think that that's a slippery slope for allowing that kind of activity in your downtown areas. I think the city should continue to work with ASME as far as getting the word out about all of our fresh seafood also. I think we have a lot of opportunity there to promote Kodiak and then also our new mariculture economy with seaweed, kelp, and hopefully if we do see this Gibson Cove development or something leading in that direction, we can kind of lean the scientific community to Kodiak for that kind of effort also. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. So, Mayor Branson, same question. Many places in Alaska are seeing a jump in tourism now that the pandemic regulations are now effectively null. Should Kodiak seek to increase tourism to the island? And what should the city's role be, if any, in expanding tourism?
Well, the city funds Discover Kodiak and bed tax that we have, which has grown considerably in this fund, is given to them. We have before the city council some other ideas on how to use that bed tax in making our city have some fun events and maybe some other interesting avenues, such as paving away from the cruise ship dock to downtown with a museum, just all you have to do is paint the sidewalk. Here you go to Museum Row. Here you go up to the library to use the Wi-Fi. So there are lots of people who want to come to Kodiak. We have a brand name here. Have we marketed it that much? Not really. How much do we want to market it? Do I want to live in a Ketchikan where they have three or four big cruise ships in every day, where you can't go downtown, or Juneau, or Sitka, where they have a new dock for cruise ships? I do not. I want to have a balanced tourism industry here. And I think the number of cruise ships that we have, which are smaller, because you have to cross the ocean to get here, and they're a little bit different from the big ones that come in, the giant football fields, the size of those, like in Southeast. So people want to come here, but we have a lot of independent travelers as well, and I think we can market that a bit more than what we do. I sit on a national board, and I can tell you when we had our national accreditation for the senior center, they had to have a lottery to get the peer reviewer to come because so many people want to come here. It's a brand name. I think we can market it more. I just don't want it to become overwhelming to where it's not our town anymore.
Thank you so much, both of you. That concludes the question segment of the forum. We move ahead to the closing statements, which again we will do in alphabetical order. So, Mayor Branson, would you please go ahead with your closing statement, and you both have 1 minute.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Tuesday, October 3rd is Election Day, but early voting is now open until October 2nd. Voters will have an opportunity to choose how the city of Kodiak will move forward. The city council staff and I have built solid relationships with federal, state, and private funders for needed projects such as new tsunami sirens, new cargo pier, a new city library, recreational center, and fire station, and increased funding for nonprofits. We're now in an exciting time with new opportunities for the Coast Guard expansion, development of Gibson Cove for mariculture, recycling, and recreational use, becoming the home port for the Arctic, replacing St. Herman Harbor, and opening up land and collaborating with other agencies to help solve the housing shortage. I'm engaged, experienced, and energized, and look forward to serving another term as your city mayor. So thank you, and be sure to vote. And I want to thank the Chamber, the Daily Mirror, and KMXT for sponsoring this program.
And you timed that one well. Mr. Seal, you have 1 minute to close us up.
Friends and neighbors, we are here asking you for your vote, and this event is about us. But the election for mayor is about you and who you would like to represent the people of Kodiak and advocate for our combined futures. To counter uncertainty, we must act with generosity to our future selves by preparing now. This will encourage us to invest aggressively here in Kodiak for our families, legacies, and futures in our own times. Kodiak's economy is evolving, helping some and hurting others. With cooperation, support, and transparency from the municipality, Kodiak citizens will be more prepared for the future that is coming, where these challenges will continue to accelerate. I will not promise you that I could be a perfect mayor, but I can commit myself to listening, to learning, and then deciding on action with the best information I can get. I want Kodiak to be the best place to live because I live here and my heart belongs to this island place. Thank you, and Salamat.
I want to thank you both, and I also want to wish you both good luck in the election coming up and encourage everyone to get out and vote on October 3rd. So that concludes the City of Kodiak Mayor Candidate Forum, and we want to thank you guys for participating, and thank you all for listening.